Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, what have we got going on now, Maggie?
Well, we've got the lovely PC Pete Cruz has come in. He's a local bobby from Cowes. He's going to tell us all about stuff that he does. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming to see us.
No problem at all.
That's all right. Tell us, what does your job involve, generally?
Yeah, of course. So really, just going back a little bit here. So obviously in January this year, obviously the Police and Crime Commissioner, Donna Jones, introduced the local bobby scheme,
mm-hmm.
Which has seen dedicated neighbourhood officers, or as known, local bobbies,
yep.
which is the term used or known from the public,
yep.
Was introduced in all areas across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
So it is effectively a return to that sort of old school bobby,
yep.
On the beat sort of type policing model,
yes.
Where each neighbourhood has a like publicly named local officer, mm-hmm. who then leads the community relations in their area, along with their local police community support officers, which are the PCSOs,
yeah.
And they all work together,
yep.
as a team.
So the public can get hold of you via email or your
phone? So when you go on the Hampshire Police website,
yeah.
You can actually click on your area, your local bobby essentially, or DNO will come up under area. Their contact details are there, so they can see our contact number and email.
Good.
To make contact with us. Obviously, I am one of those local bobbies.
Yeah.
I actually started the local, I was a responsible for that, and I'd been in the Metropolitan Police, been in the job nearly 5 years now. So I start the local bobby in July at Cowes, and obviously I cover the north west of the island. So essentially, okay. That is Cowes, Gurnard, and Northwood. So
yep.
It's quite a large area.
It is
quite,
yeah.
A big population as well. So essentially, we're in that area and we cover that whole area. And we are based. The Cowes Police Office is based on the High Street.
Yeah.
We're quite visible. We're opposite, yeah. the Anchor Inn, which is a pub.
Okay.
You'll see us.
Police station opposite a pub, how unusual is that?
The Annex,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It is a little bit unusual.
So you said you're like the traditional bobby on the beat, but I'm guessing you've got a car, because that's a huge area to cover.
Yeah, we do have a car. We have a car and a van,
mm-hmm.
Out of Cowes, where we keep it in the Cowes Yacht Haven.
We've
got
agreement,
yeah. with them. So we do have vehicles. We do have to go to large amount of areas. We do go on foot to some areas. Ideally, if we needed somewhere quicker, we do use the vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking the visible police presence on the street on foot is probably good.
It, that's what we're trying to bring back. We want that visibility in the area, because we want to show that presence again.
Yes.
And we want that community, you know, to know their local bobby. To come and see us,
yes.
to express their concerns,
to build
community
up the
concerns,
trust, doesn't it? Yeah.
Build the trust again,
yeah.
in that place, and hoping people will come more forward and get used to that local bobby. They can come up to us and they can tell us their concerns, and
yep.
you know, we can address it.
That's what you need to know, isn't it?
Yeah, at the end of the day, and as you know, the policing is a big operation with lots of different teams.
It certainly is,
having responsibility for different issues and crime types, whether that be like a road policing, armed response,
mm-hmm.
And then you got your response units. All deal with different types of crimes, but they cover the whole Isle of Wight.
You've got the rural as well, haven't you?
Yes, you've got rural, yeah, which is also a DNO or a local bobby as such. So you will see that DNO about,
yep.
based out of Yarmouth.
Yep.
So essentially, the neighbours team, which I'm a part of, deal with the community matters.
Okay.
And for me, I'll be based out of Cowes,
yep.
police office.
So you would typically go. Around the area looking for things that might catch your eye, or you might go to someone that's reported something.
Yeah, so you know, we look at stuff overnight where, you know, there might have been response officers gone to the night before a job, for instance. We might have to follow up on it, whether
right.
that be a reassurance patrol, whether that would be taking a statement, gathering some CCTV,
okay.
or you know, it could be anything. It depends what the offence is and what's actually needed. And you know, we work a mix of earlies and late shifts.
Yeah.
So
I don't envy you that at all.
So we do cover all hours. However, any incidents that are dealt with overnight are usually dealt with by response officers.
Yeah.
So essentially, that's our district policing teams. So obviously, in an emergency, obviously, we're not you shouldn't be reporting it to your local bobby.
No.
You should be reporting that via 101 or online.
Yeah.
But and again, if it's an emergency, you know, or you see an ongoing crime happening,
999.
It's 999.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't hesitate. You know, we that's what the district policing team are there for.
Absolutely.
And the DNO will, you know, abstract from their duties if there's a 999 call in their area.
Well, of course,
and will assist at the soonest opportunity.
I don't understand this, so it's not my job, someone else is doing it.
Exactly, exactly. We're one team at the end of the day,
yeah.
And we're all there to help each other.
So Lish has got a question for you.
Yeah, go on.
So when I always think about the police, I always think about the dogs. I was just wondering, like, how long does it take to like train them to become an actual police dog?
I'll be honest, I don't actually know in terms of how long it trains. I know they do go through some thorough training. Also, you have to be a police officer first or a police constable for at least 2 years, which is your probation service, sometimes 3 years if you're doing a uni degree route. However, the dogs is quite a special unit. We do have I think there's about three dogs officers on the island.
Three on the island?
I believe there's three on the island. It was two, but now I think it's three. But essentially, you know, you have to keep the dog as well. So that dog becomes a part of your life. So if you do choose, you know, you want to specialise in dogs, you know, you've got to
I think it
be
takes
willing.
Several years to really train a dog properly, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But then there's all different types of specialisms, like
sniffer
dogs for drugs and things, or just the ones that help policemen catch people who are running away, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they don't let go.
No, they don't. No. You've got 40 kilos of dog hanging around, aren't we going to stop?
Well, exactly. They're very useful.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. So, you obviously, if there is an emergency, you get called to that, or you pick up something if you saw it happening in front of you. But largely, you're there to say follow up, provide reassurance, and be that visible presence.
Yeah, of course, and that's what we are to do at the end of the day, to follow up on reports, especially in our local area, because we want to know what's going on. We want to know who our suspects are. We want to know who our victims are. We want to make sure our victims are our priority at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that we need to make feel safe. We need to make sure the right safeguard in the place. You got to remember a lot of people with vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure we could also put, you know, support agencies, our support partners in place. We put referrals in to ensure, you know, they get the correct help and support going forward.
Yes.
And, you know, we like to manage that and work with our partners to make sure, you know, the right safeguard is in place for any future incidents that actually may occur.
And I think with being around your area a lot, you'll get to know who the troublemakers are, the ones you're going to recognise, aren't you?
Yeah, we do. We are aware of also our local issues and problems in the area, and we get to know who is who and who to look out for, and, you know, there are people that are wanted. So we do like to keep on top of that as well. That is something we do.
Course,
it's quite a very broad role as being a local bobby. It's very varied, but it's very interesting work, and, you know, it's something I very enjoy, and all the DNOs will say the same. It's why we do the job at the end of the day. But just going back on to reporting crime as well, so you can attend Newport Police Station.
Yes,
that's one place you can go to report crime. And also soon opening, I believe it's this Friday, the 25th October, is Ryde Police Station. So you will be able to attend Ryde and report crimes. So that would be very useful.
So what about the Cows one? Do they open
Cows
a day a week?
So Cows is open on a weekly basis.
Right.
Okay, we're not a... It's not an office as such, a station to report crime.
Right.
We haven't got the facilities for that. However, when we do our open beat surgeries at Cows Police Station, essentially, that is to more people coming in with their concerns, raising about antisocial behaviour.
Gotcha.
They could have information about drugs. And for us, we take that. We could generate a report for that. We will follow up on it. But, you know, if you have got anything in any area on the island, not just Cowes or Norfolk or Gurnard, you know, look when the local beat surgery is open. You know, go on the ROI Facebook page, and you will see, we try to do it a month in advance, so you'll see the dates and the timings. It's about 3 hours.
Well, if you
open for about 3 hours, so you'll see when we're open for that period of time. Please do come on in if it is just more for chit chat. You want to see us. It is mainly PCSOs that cover the front office part. But however, for myself as the PC, I won't be there all the time. However, I always adjust and try to be there when I can during them hours.
I think the message you're trying to get through there as well is that even if the thing you're worried about is not in your patch, still come in anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but by all means, at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, my and even on my patch, we do cover West. I'm part of the West White neighbour team. Then you've got East White, you've got South White.
Yes.
But West White, you know, is Cowes, Governor, then we've got Newport, we've got Yarmouth, Freshwater. So you can imagine the West White is a large area. So if someone did want to come and raise a concern to us, if it, let's say it is in Freshwater, then, but they want to come to Cowes, by all means, because we can speak with the DNO or PCSOs on our team in Yarmouth. And we can raise concerns to them. And it can be followed up accordingly. And we all help each other out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like you say, we're one team.
So you're reopening Ride this Friday.
Yes.
Does that have a custody suite or is it all at Newport?
It's all at Newport. Yeah. It used to have a custody suite at Ride.
Right.
There could be future plans for the custody to reopen. However, at the moment, all the custody lock will be out in Newport.
Excellent.
Yes.
Have you anything else to add? Because we
yeah, of course.
Don't cut you off too early.
No, of course. Also, I've mentioned about the opening times, and you can come in to raise your concerns. And also, if you come to if you walk past the front office of Cowes Police Station, you can see the opening times all on the front door. So do look at that if you're walking through the high street.
That
I know a lot of the older generation don't always use online.
Yeah,
might not see it on Facebook. So do come not and or if you see us open, come in and ask the question. You know, we can write it down for you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Or we can send it in an email. There's no problem with that at all. Really, obviously, local priorities in Cowes, Gurnard and Northwood, obviously, is speeding.
Yeah.
Antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
And obviously, dog fouling is usually dealt with by the council.
Yeah.
We do try to assist on that. Also, we've got parking issues at schools, so we try to be visible either during open or closing times and try to prevent any sort of disputes between members of the public. And altercations.
That's a good word, isn't
essentially.
It?
And, you know, we want to be that visible presence still because, you know, we want to engage with our schools. Because we, you know, not just schools, we engage with all our community, whether that be the council, licensing, you know, all your shops and high streets.
Absolutely.
And nighttime economy.
Yeah, nighttime economy, your churches, you know, religion. And indeed, we're there to communicate and build trust with everyone in the day.
Do you have the street pastors out there in Cowes? Or are they mainly in Newport?
Yeah, like, for instance, like Cowes Week or a busy period, you might see your street pastors. You will see them in Newport more often than Cowes, I would say.
Yeah.
But however, you will see them out and about sometimes in Cowes. I think, you know, and going back again to the beat surgeries, also we do have PCSOs that go to like the Costa, the Sainsbury's, M&S, you got Aldi, got local food banks, you got Friends of Northwood Cemetery, Northwood Warm Place. These are places where you can also look out for dates and times.
Yes.
Where if you want to go there and you want to have a more quiet and a warm place conversation about something you want to address.
Yes.
And you know, and that's what they're there for.
It's nice that the police are so caring.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, because it is brought up in Cowes a lot, is cycling in the high street.
Yes.
I think every beat surgery we will have someone come and raise a concern about it. It is an ongoing issue, has been for a long time. However, it is down to Island Roads, who are actually in the process of getting all the signs changed. Once all the signs have been changed, the dated ones, essentially that the police can then enforce tickets for contravening the pedestrianised area in the Cowes High Street.
Sense,
So, you know, we'd be in a position then to actually issue tickets and hopefully see, from something I've seen since already, you know, there has been less cycling since I've been at Cowes, you know, due to our presence. And we have made awareness in Cowes of signs as well about no cycling.
Yeah.
I have seen it reduced. You know, so hopefully that'll be the case. Because when Cowes is busy, you know, we've got to be mindful.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Dangerous. You know, there's kids, there's elderly. We've got to be careful.
Dogs, people.
Dogs. So at the end of the day, we're trying to crack down on that at the end of the
day. Policemen being run over the bike. Don't need that.
No, it exactly. You know, and that's what we're there to essentially
brilliant.
To do. And we have done, for our local parties, we have covered some ops or operations where essentially we've done on Birmingham Road, we've done like contravening the one-way sign. We've been
on Birmingham Road. They go, wow.
Yeah, we go.
How stupid is that?
Yeah, so you go past the old police station on Birmingham Road. That's it. So no entry.
Yeah, I know. Because you get 2 hours parking up there.
Yeah, that's true. And then we've also done speeding.
Yeah,
we did that the other month. We did speeding on Three Gates Road, Park Road, and Tuttons Hill.
Three Gates Road. Wow.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised.
It's not long enough to go fast.
No, but you'd be surprised that a lot of people like to speed on it. Including Park Road as well.
That surprises me.
How weird.
Yeah, oh well, don't know. Right, well, that's. I hope you've covered most of the things you wanted to say.
Yeah, hopefully that's a good image of what the local bobbies are about.
Brilliant.
You know, and we're here to bring back that local community spirit. You know, we want people to come forward to us.
We appreciate the community.
A couple of things. If you want to come back in, or one of your colleagues wants to come back in a couple of months' time and update us all on this, that would be very helpful.
Of course. I'm sure we can get another local bobby to
that'd be great.
Come and have a little
talk. It's not scary at all, is it?
No, of course it's not.
And if you let us have the details of all your beat surges or whatever, opening times or wherever they are, we could put them on our website and make sure they're publicised on the air as well.
Yeah, so of course.
We can get that all done.
If that's what you want.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine with us. And, you know, that's what we're here at the end of the day to give you an update of what we've done, the local bobbies in the area.
Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And I'm sure thank you for having us.
No, the community would appreciate it. Well, they'd like to hear this stuff.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.